Ain't much to tell. Just an old pickup, I guess.
That's Lyle's?
Yeah, one Lyle had. Yeah, but it's a good pickup to fix up. It's got something to build onto. The doors are good and solid yet, and they shut good. And put in some heavy metal in the bottom. And then weld on, take a spring, have it bent, and weld it right in then, right up beside your doors.
Mm-hmm.
And them doors will be good as long as the body is. Oh, it ain't too bad a shape. But it's seen better days, like me.
Did Lyle have it from when it was new?
No, he bought it second hand. 30,000 on it when he bought it, and it's about 70 now.
Mm-hmm.
He put on about 40,000. He got him a brand new one.
I saw him in it. I didn't recognize him.
Yeah.
It's red, I think.
Yeah. $3,000 job. God, that's a lot of money for a little pickup, isn't it?
Yeah, I think about $1,800 is all they're worth new. They rust out so fast.
Yeah, that's right. But they want about $1,800 for when it's 4 or 5 years old now.
I know.
They're pretty expensive things. There's one advertised, it was a 68 half ton. They wanted $1,100 for it. And there's one, that one down the Boyne, that was a 69, been jammed up some in front. They want $900 for that.
Mm.
No, they're pretty expensive now. Anything that's anywhere near solid.
Did yours get inspected?
Yeah, I inspected the old Jeep. $2.15.
What was the 15 for?
I don't know. A fuse, I guess.
A fuse?
Yeah. No, it didn't grind up the one that Herbie's got now up there.
Yeah.
And he run it for years. And anybody that he liked, a friend of his, somebody he'd always known, he didn't charge him too heavy. But let somebody come in that had plenty of money, he made up for the other fellas.
That's how it should be.
Yeah, that's what he always said. God, he said he got plenty of money. He said we'd charge him the extra.
It's like what you told me Max Haywood did.
Yeah, you know, Max always do that.
That's a good practice.
Mother Hadley, she had an old big car back in them days. I forgot what it was. I guess it was Cadillac, Packard. And Max, he used to keep her coming, you know, and he put near lived on that woman through the summer. He'd fix it, and it'd last a while, and she'd have it back down there. Max, he'd always fix it for her when she brought it down, you know, and charge her. He put in there lived on Mrs. Hadley. Or Miss Hadley. I don't remember why she was a married woman or not. She was related to the Morses and the Atwoods. I think she was sister to Atwood. No, that wouldn't be, unless she'd been married. Or some relative, anyway. Because she used to stay over there in where Morris is now.
Yeah.
That big house. And the Atwoods, they always had money, ever since I've known them. They owned the court down there.
Mm-hmm.
And when it burnt, they said they'll never have another building there. Atwood said, yes, we will. So he went to work and put up another building.
Out of the same breath.
Yeah. You know where the extensive office is now there?
Yeah.
And he had a gas pump. And I don't remember what it was. And then over the next place, it used to be the old hardware store. And they had a gas pump in there. I don't remember what it was. Then where Ackerman's live, they had two, where Ackerman runs his store. And then, of course, over where Kennedy's is now, it used to be the old livery stable in there, just where you get the restaurant. They had a gas pump in there. And let's see, Buttons had one for a good many years.
The town looked real different.
And Sandman's had one for quite a few years, but they didn't have them back at that time, Buttons. And then Richie come in later. He had a gas pump up there. Kennedy's up there, they always had two. I guess they don't have any now. The old man Kennedy up above where Peanuts is now. Mm-hmm. Right in between that and that little house that's up there. That's where Herb Scratch come from.
Yeah.
And he always had two pumps in there. Hell, practically everybody that was doing business had a gas pump at that time.
Sounds like it.
Yeah. This town had 9 or 10 one time.
No one would know back then what's going on now.
Well, you'd find a gas pump most 5 or 6 in every little town. And now it's just one.
Yeah. Yeah, the movies were really something.
Yeah. But they shouldn't charge a man like that any more. His taxes shouldn't be any more than anybody else, accordingly. That's an old house up there. That's been fixed over and fixed over and fixed. That ain't got nice hardwood floors. That's got big wide boards in the floors. Mm-hmm. And they shouldn't charge him any more accordingly than they do somebody else. They're charging you more, quite exempted for $6,000, I think.
That's in the book, Kenneth. I saw it.
Yep. And still my damn taxes run up 560, something like that.
Went now, up that much?
No, that's what they're going to be. See, they were 708 last year. And they're up to 560 this year with the exemption. See, they figure that all out, you know. So if you're homestead and 2 acres of land, they're going to boost that up high enough so that you're still going to be paying on the rest of it right through the nose.
What kind of exemption was it?
Army exemption. Yeah, they took that out all right, but the tax rate and everything, they still the damn taxes are up. Between $500 and $600.
So tell me what it was last year then. It was
708. About $148. That's a matter different this year. Of course, $148 is quite a little tax. But they keep coming up. They don't mount a damn, you know. They keep putting the tax rate up a little bit. And high valuation, you're paying a hell of a tax even if you are exempted. But and just same as I said to Arthur when he built his new house, I says, why didn't you get it off a list for so many years? Hell, he says, that don't make any difference. They catch you heavier when they do take it in, so they get the money back.
So just, he never put in for that?
No, he never got the same.
Yeah, I was down looking in the book, because...
The difference, all right.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to tell you, this place here costs, from, I'm pretty sure, the old original deed costs 165 acres. And then I've got about... I'm supposed to have about 18 more over there left. But if they've overlooked it, Christ, you see how much more it'll be. Angel's down there, he got about the same as I have now. And Christ, his tax was in $900 last year.
Boy.
Christ and his buildings were all shot.
I know.
Christ and that house there is just living on its reputation. It's worse than mine. Because mine is a solid underneath and it's got a good roof on the top. But his old house there is all out of shape. You just notice when you come down the road, not talking against the neighbor, because it don't make any difference. Bobby's done all he could ever do. But the house was started to go to hell before he bought it. Hell, he was telling me one time, it looked just so they took up some boards in the backside and poured some cement down through, supposed to hit underneath the sill. I don't think he's ever put sills under it since. I bet there ain't no back sill under it at all.
Mm.
And the little house on the end there, that's his fault. He didn't roof it. Nothing, it ain't worth a dollar.
Yeah.
And it was a good little house. The man that lived there before had a son. He got married and he built it new for him, expecting he was going to live there in that new house. And they never lived there in a length time. He thought it was too close to his folks, you know. He wanted to get out for himself. And that was quite a nice little house, but they didn't keep it roofed, and it just went right down.
Mm-hmm.
And the old big barn's there. Yeah, standing on reputation more than anything else. Take a horse barn. Bob, you've noticed the horse barn across the road there?
Yeah.
She sags right down.
I know, a couple of heavy winters and that'll be it.
Yeah. If you take these old buildings, now I've let mine go down too in ways, and other ways we fix them up. But if you keep the sills under them and keep a roof on them, they'll last as long as anybody'd ever need them. 3-4 generations. I don't know, but they'd last as long as the world stood, as long as you kept a roof on them and sealed them.
Mm-hmm.
But when they get to leaking, they leave the dirt, the banking up around the side of the house, and they gather moisture and eat the sills out. And then pretty soon it comes down.
I notice you take it down right away and let the air get around it.
Yeah, you take the houses in the village. You'd be surprised you get on the backside of them. They look pretty good while they look towards the road. That place right across from Colby's where I guess Tucker lives there now. God, I was out and cut the weeds for the old lady that lived there. My God, that damn, there's no sill under there. There was no sill under there at the time. She'd, the building's gone right down into dirt. No sill under it at all. God, you come get the weeds and stuff cleaned out, you see why that building's gone right down into dirt. Maybe not the main house, you know, but this is a shed that's built on the back end.
I know, he's,
to the attic floor. And when Arthur got this one up and got ready to want to move that one, he'd take right hold of it. Only damn thing was holding it, so I went out the ridgepole. Oh, that damn thing, you rock it right back and forth. He's had great big cracks in it the whole length of it. Damn one that didn't burn the house right down, you know.
That was the chimney that was here when you were a boy?
Yeah. It had been just come down to the attic floor. Never come down through. Pipes all had to go up through the attic, up through the floor. Damn one that didn't burn up. And I've seen it fire in that damn thing when they catch a fire. That you see clear up to your little cabin up there. Just as bright as day. How in hell it kept that from burning, I don't know. Guess on his reputation, probably. This one here has never burnt out.
That's a real good one.
Yeah, sometime when there's snow on the roof and everything, snow all around, I wish it would burn out. It's never burnt out. You got to clean out the bottom. You clean out probably 5-6 pails full in the fall before winter comes. She never burns out. Yeah, Arthur made that one. We got the brick over to the old mines. They tore down the mining houses over there. They put up for the help. They was one floor buildings. And they tore them down. And we had the brick given to us. We wanted to have the chimneys down. We could have the brick and the liners. God, we tore them down careful and saved the liners, the tiles inside. First, we got enough. I guess we've been about 4 chimneys made that up.
Yeah, the brick must cost 12, 14 cents each today.
God, I imagine it'd be a small fortune to build a chimney now. And they was breaking, they'd been taken out of the old smelter over there. They'd been used 2 or 3 times, the same break, and they were still damn good break.
Suzanne was telling me that your family has a reunion in the summer sometimes.
Yeah, well, this coming Sunday.
Tell me about it. You going to go?
No. Hell, I never go. I never get out in a crowd.
Yeah, even your own folks?
Huh?
Even your own folks?
No, don't never. Some of them I don't even know. Yeah, who's got grandchildren I've never seen. No, I don't very seldom ever go to anything like that.
How long they been getting together?
I don't know. Quite a few years.
In July, usually.
Yeah. So this coming Sunday. I guess that's right, isn't it?
Sounds pretty interesting.
Yeah, they're going to have it on that crossroad down there in Verchere. You're going towards West Valley, turn off right.